Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Cooper is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years, president of the Sales Heretic, and he's our good friend. Don, thanks again for being here. DonCooper.com is the website. I hope you'll check that out, folks. And if you need someone to help you with your sales organization, Don's the man. Hey, Don, mistakes. This is a new world for salespeople. Customers are so much more informed. More of them are self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you, often before you even know they exist. It's a different world for salespeople, for professional salespeople. What are some of the mistakes you're seeing them make out there?
One of the biggest ones, one of the most common ones, is salespeople moving on too quickly from a prospect.
Huh.
I get phone calls from sales VPs and sales managers about this all the time. Whether a salesperson has leads being generated for them by the company or whether they're out prospecting and developing their own leads, in both cases, it's very common for salespeople to give up on the sale really quickly and move on if they don't get immediate action.
After somebody's worked hard and a lot of money was spent getting those people to get face to face with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta maximize that value, whatever it is. You gotta maximize it.
Precisely. What that means is you need a system in place for follow up because the sale is almost never made immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be, depending on your industry, it can be anywhere from a few days to a few years before somebody buys from you. It may often be weeks or months, but it can be either of those extremes. So you've got to have a system in place for regular follow-up with those prospects in order to keep a conversation going, because the buyer has a process they're going through, and that process can vary from person to person, from industry to industry. And you need to know what that process is, and you need to help them through that process, because that's your job as a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And whether your title is account manager or sales rep or owner, you're a salesperson, and you need to help people make those decisions.
You got to be a terrier.
Yeah.
Who's got his or her teeth onto that prospect. And you need to hang on. That nothing should shake you off of that prospect. But you got to do it in such a way that the customer doesn't realize you're hanging on like that. But you got to hang on and make sure. I mean, I was always, my attitude was that I had to turn over every rock. I had to pursue every angle before I would let someone go. However, there is the other side of this coin, Don, and that is what I call the China egg. You know, a China egg, farmers put China eggs in the nest of chickens so they'll keep laying, and so you don't have an egg there too long in the nest.
Right.
But one thing we know about China eggs is they never hatch.
Correct.
Sometimes some people stay too long.
Yes.
And that's the trick. And that's the difference in a professional and a rookie, isn't it? An amateur.
Yes.
Professionals know when to hang and when to go.
Yes. And that is not something that's easy to learn. That takes a lot of time, a lot of experience, because you've got to look for those signs that somebody might buy or that they are likely not to buy.
Mm-hmm.
What too many people will do is they simply ignore the person. They give up too quickly, too easily. And if you're, they're not buying right now, they're never going to buy it. Move on.
Right.
And the fact is they will buy at some point. And
well, if you qualified them properly, they're going to buy what you sell from somebody
right.
One day.
But that's a mistake that a lot of people make, is they don't qualify effectively enough. They ask a few questions
right.
To determine if they might be a prospect, but they don't really do a needs analysis. They don't really find
right.
out what's truly important to the customer, what's really going on in the customer's life or business. So they don't know enough about the prospect to really advance the sale. And if all you know is they have a need and a budget, that's not enough. You really have to know who they are, what they need, what drives them, what's their motivation.
Well, see, now you're talking about another area of mistakes, which is bad forecasting, not knowing how to forecast, right?
Oh, absolutely. So you have to know all of those things. You have to integrate all of those things. So that's why sales really is a team effort. It's sales, and that's what a sales manager is for, is to help with forecasting.
Right, to tell you, look, I know you've got this on your sheet, on your forecast for this month, but these people aren't going to close because you haven't done the right work on this. You know, when you've done these three things, when you've done these two other things and you've gotten some positive feedback from them and you've qualified them enough to know that they're going to buy from somebody, then I'll let you put it back on your forecast. Now, what else you got?
That's exactly correct. So a big part of it is not communicating with the sales manager or the business owner, whichever the case may be, about what sales are going on right now, mm-hmm. what the size of sales is. And a mistake that a lot of owners make and sales managers is not realizing what you just said, that there are those accounts that are never going to close.
Right.
And as a business owner, you have to be okay with that.
You can't spend more time on a China egg. But here's a big mistake they make, Don, as we wrap up, not having a sales manager.
Yes. And if you're an owner, you need someone to manage your sales team because odds are you can't do it effectively enough.
And don't make them have customers of their own. Let them manage.
Precisely. Yep, 100%.
Hey, Don, give us the website one more time, please.
DonCooper.com.
Hey, Don, good job today. Come back soon.
You betcha, Jim.
He's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.